I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Or otherwise translated, I have come so that they might have joy and have it more abundantly. I think modernity in many ways is marked by a loss of joy, a melancholy, a spirit, a cloud that hangs over us in our worries about our lives. And so one of my favorite quotes from a literary hero of mine, G.K. Chesterton, goes like this. Man is more himself, man is more manlike when joy is the fundamental thing in him, and grief the superficial. Melancholy should be an innocent interlude. Praise should be the permanent pulsation of the soul. Pessimism is at best an emotional half-holiday. Joy is the uproarious labor by which all things live. The great work of the saints, the vocation that they were called to, is joy, and to labor for that in a melancholic and pessimistic world. We often expect disappointment. We're cynical, we're skeptical. We call ourselves realists when we get caught up in this melancholy. We try in many ways to manufacture joy then within our lives, whether that's through often buying of things or some other place we go to that we'll find joy there, whenever it's really a fool's errand. Joy is something that can't be contained or controlled by the individual, but surprises us at moments when we place ourselves in the very close presence of the divine. C.S. Lewis, in his famous autobiography, he called it surprised by joy. That in his life, that was often melancholic, when he stopped looking for things to find pleasure in and put himself in the presence of God, there joy found him and so changed his life, even from being an atheist to being a great believer in God and even giving many great spiritual works like, say, Mere Christianity and so forth. And so joy breaks into our sadness. Joy cannot be possessed, only delighted in. It's like trying to grasp something with your hand, and it's always slipping away from you. A picture that I have in my rectory at home that I love, that a woman painted for me, is that of Tom Bombadil. He's a very mysterious and obscure figure in The Lord of the Rings, written by J.R.R. Tolkien. Tom Bombadil, in that story, is able to take the ring of power that controls other people, like Frodo and so forth, and he plays with it. It means nothing to him. He sings and dances, and he delights in the praise of creation and so forth. Tolkien put Tom Bombadil into the story as an image of what the human soul is before disordered desire, towards power, control, greed, wealth, and so forth. It's almost an Edenic scene where he can have all these things that are open to him before him, but he doesn't need it because God has already given him the gift of creation and of being, of joy. And so his laughing and his singing really reminds me in many ways of St. Francis and of the great story of the medieval juggler that comes into the monastery. He has not education or great chance to offer or money or anything else, but sadly, he goes before an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a statue, and there he does all that he knows, which is he juggles with joy. He does it to the best of his ability, and we hear at the end of the story that Mary smiles upon him. This is much the life of St. Francis of Assisi, that he sought joy not by possession, but by taking all things as gift from God. And he sought creation in a way that we are called to see creation, before sin, before possession, before the fall. And in that, we can delight again. Even whenever it's cloudy outside, we can find goodness in Brother Rain. Even when we're having a difficult day, just the voice of a sparrow or a lark can remind us of something greater. And so these little things help us to get right out of the melancholy as a half holiday, as just an intermediate way of life, back to the joy that we find through Jesus Christ himself. For we have already been victorious. We have been raised from the dead in Christ Jesus himself, and even the very image of the cross becomes not a melancholic or disturbing image for us, but rather an image of love and of salvation, something ultimately to delight in. And so our calling is to save ourselves from the corruption of this generation, as we hear St. Peter say all those many years ago, The corruption of every generation is sin, disordered desire, melancholy, a lack of hope. And so we are those that do not grieve without hope. We will go through difficulties and trials and so forth and persecutions, but if we place ourselves in the very presence of God, we can laugh at death. We can rejoice over it because it has no power over us. And so we hear those lines again from our blessed Lord. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly, that they might have joy.